Schools were closed in Fairbanks for a second day today due to stormy weather. Driving conditions are slick, and more than 13,000 households were without power this morning. Golden Valley Electric Association had the number down to a few thousand by midday, but expected it will take until Friday morning to restore power to some remote neighborhoods. Utility spokeswoman Cassandra Cerny says wind-felled trees caused a lot of damage.
So, torn down lines. We've also got broken cross arms. There have been blown fuses.
Temperatures hovered above freezing in Fairbanks for much of the day, but are anticipated to drop following a storm that brought snow, rain, and high winds to the region. Fairbanks hit a high of 44 degrees last night and had 5 inches of snow and 1/4 inch of rain Wednesday.